Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author, and yoga teacher. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is Joseph LePage. Joseph LePage is the founder of Integrative Yoga Therapy. And you can find out more about Joseph LePage and his wonderful work at his website, iytyogatherapy.com. Welcome, Joseph LePage.
Thank you.
So Joseph LePage, we're talking in this interview about how yoga heals us. You're the founder of Integrative Yoga Therapy. What is the difference between Integrative Yoga Therapy and the way that many other people around the world practice yoga?
Well, I would first look at a, just wanted to show you a book here. So I've got this big encyclopedia of Indian philosophies. Oh, this is volume 12, Yoga, India's Philosophy of Meditation. And so up until 1920s, the word yoga was always associated in the first instance with meditation, and meditation with self-knowledge. So, and oftentimes people would say, well, yoga and self-knowledge and meditation, that's great, but I've got, you know, these people with back pain and they've got, you know, a headache and all of this. And if I start talking about meditation and, you know, yoga philosophy and becoming your true self, and, you know, they're just going to get confused. And what I've been working with for the last 30 years is, how do we take the whole of yoga, which is going to include obviously movements of the body. It's going to include the breath. It's going to include understanding the mind. It's going to include understanding the emotions. And how do we take something like self-knowledge and make it accessible to everyone? And then how is that self-knowledge healing? How is knowing myself healing? And so I've been working with this program for over the last 25 years called the Healthy Heart Program. And so it's a yoga for healing for people who have never done yoga before. And so they come in and they basically, a lot of them have been sent by their doctor. They've been recommended. They've heard from their friends in their same communities that it has great results. And the friends can't exactly explain what it is, but they say, my life was changed. My life has been transformed. And so then how do we do that? We use this model of all the dimensions of the person. And this is a 12-week course. And I want to give them the whole of yoga. And every part of it is essential for healing. And so I'm going to take those 12 weeks. And I want to include, first, I want to include the postures. I want to include the breathing. I want to include these hand gestures, the mudras. I want to teach them about the mind and emotions. I want to teach them meditation. And I want to show them what is this true self. And in the sense that all of these different techniques are going to help to reduce stress. So the asanas are going to mechanically take tension away from the body. That's good. The pranayamas are going to calm the mind. The relaxation techniques are going to calm the mind and emotions. But ultimately, from a yoga perspective, I can work with those symptoms, and that's all great. And that's what a lot of yoga programs do. But also, at some point, we're going to have to come to a question of meaning and values. What's my life for? Who am I? And as I start to integrate with that deeper part of myself, then how do I reintegrate all of that out into the world? And so all of this is a much wider scope than doing some breathing and doing some stretching. So breathing and stretching are good, but it's a little bit like you get in a car and you keep traveling and you keep traveling and keep traveling, but where's the destination? That destination is too far out there for you. That's just for yogis and gurus and people like that. It's self-knowledge. Don't even worry about that. So we're just going to keep traveling, which is good. But at some point, what I'm seeing is that this whole process of yoga, it was never meant to be taken as just the preparation. In fact, when we look at the texts of Hatha Yoga, the only thing that's really not given a lot of scope are the postures. They are important, but they're important as a preliminary. It's kind of like saying, would you want to start your day without brushing your teeth? And so, no, I want to brush my teeth every day. Are you going to keep brushing your teeth all day long? Is that all you want to do is brush your teeth? So in those texts of Hatha Yoga, the postures are put in such a cursory way. And it says, what are they for? They're for strength. That's all good. But it's not about brushing your teeth. It's about actually going out and living. Once your teeth are clean, you're going to go out. You're going to talk to people. You're going to engage in the world in different ways. And so my sense has been, and what I've been working on all these years, is how do we take those ideas and make them clear enough and simple enough so that we go all the way to the end of the journey? Who am I and what's my life about? How am I going to spend this time? And then at the same time, without putting into question any of these people's religious beliefs. Down here in Brazil, in the interior where we work, you know, in the rural areas, mostly Catholic population. And so how do we do all that and teach them self-knowledge without calling into question any of these belief systems? And then how does it work? So at the end of 12 weeks of stretching, we would definitely have some good results. And stretching gives results. And when you add some breathing, that's great. But we've only done the symptoms, and the person's going to have to keep driving. And even if we manage to create some benefit for different kinds of diseases, like, or different kinds of conditions, like depression or anxiety, we're going to need to keep driving that car forever. And we're going to need to keep doing those techniques. And most people don't. A lot of people don't continue. And so then what happens in our program? The person comes out with more questioning. And you can say that our program in some ways is more challenging, more difficult. But along the way, they've looked at themselves. What are their emotions? What are the emotions that cause pain? How are their relationships with others? How can they use those relationships as a mirror. What is it about their lives that's satisfactory? What is their main purpose? What is their main intention? And so that's where we go with our program. And so it takes time to figure out how to bring that all into a way of teaching, a way of communicating that allows those people to move along that process of self-knowledge in a way that is safe and also doesn't conflict with any of their religious beliefs. So I think that's what makes us different from what many other yoga therapy programs.
So Joseph LePage, you mentioned the Healthy Heart Program. What is the Healthy Heart Program?
Well, it's a program we've been offering for about 20 years, so it's 12 weeks. And in every class covers every part of yoga. So it has some postures, it has breathing, but it also has an educational piece. So every week they learn about a different aspect of yoga and health. So the first week, what is yoga and what is health? And this whole idea that from the yoga perspective, we take responsibility for our lives. And so we take responsibility for our health. So what is yoga? What is health? And then very basic things like what is a healthy posture? And then what is healthy breathing? And then apart from the breath, what is this flow of energy in our body, this prana, and how does that provide health? And then moving on to, I think I have something here. Posters, okay. Can you enable my screen sharing?
No, we can't do that right now. I'm so sorry.
Okay, good. Well, so, I'll just tell you what they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And Joseph LePage, we have a worldwide audience. Where can people find out about the Healthy Heart Program? Because people all over the world need help healing their heart.
Yeah, actually, if you go to our website, IYT Yoga Therapy, there is information there about the Healthy Heart Program. And I also teach a class on the Healthy Heart Program through Inner Peace Yoga Therapy. And so that class will be starting in September. So for yoga teachers and health practitioners, that'll be an excellent vehicle. So each week is going to take them through an understanding of a different aspect of themselves. And every week they're also going to be exploring, like the week about the breath, they're going to explore their breath. They share with the other people in the group. What do they come to understand about the breath? How can the breath provide greater health? What are the benefits of better breathing? So every theme is tied into health. And then when we talk about prana, we don't talk about the chakras, but we talk about this necessity to have energy flow in every part of the body. And then we get to the emotions. And the first thing we do with the emotions is not to tuck them under the table in some way, but to learn how we can experience the emotions and make friends with them and feel them and at the same time watch them. And then beyond that, we start to look at the beliefs we hold that actually cause limitation in our lives. How do we work in our relationships? How do we work in a work environment? How do we recreate all of these different relationships in the world that are actually fulfilling instead of limiting and causing stress? So we come to understand what stress is, how to feel it in the body, how to work with stress when the stress response comes up. And so we're actually working with every aspect of the person. And then in every class, that's supported by an affirmation. So, for example, when we're working with body awareness. My body is my best friend. Mm-hmm. When we're working with the breath, my breath is fluid and healthy. And then with every affirmation, we also have a mudra. So we use a gesture for everyone. So for example, when we're working with the breath, we can use just a simple gesture of holding the energy ball in front of the body so we can feel the whole body breathing.
That's beautiful. And Joseph LePage, with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author, and yoga teacher. We're listening to Joseph LePage, founder of Integrative Yoga Therapy, and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Joseph LePage, founder of Integrative Yoga Therapy. I'm sure one question that you receive all the time is, how does yoga heal us? How does yoga differ, for example, from Tai Chi or Qigong or running or rowing or swimming?
I think the beauty of yoga is the step-by-step approach. So it recognizes that we have to start with each part of the body. So we start with the asanas. And so the asanas are going to massage and tone every part of the body. They're going to produce this balance of strength, flexibility, and stability. So first we're creating a strong, a stable, and also an easeful foundation. So it's very scientific. So first I've created that foundation. So then what am I going to put in that container? So we look at the body as that container. So I'm going to put in energy. So I'm going to need to be able to regulate that energy. So the next step is the breathing techniques, the pranayama. So it's how much energy. And then should that energy be more warming or cooling for an individual's needs? How am I going to fill that container with optimal vitality? And then how can I teach the person to be the master of that energy, the master of that vitality? And so then I've got this container. I've filled it with energy. So we've got the asanas, and then we've got our pranayama. So the next is pratyahara. It's talking about the senses, but it's really saying, how am I going to work with this challenging world? If I'm going to be a happy person, I can't just close myself in a closet. I'm going to have this relationship with the world, but what is that relationship with the world going to be? And so in Pratyahara, I learned to take the reins of my own mind, of my senses. So I learned to be the driver of that chariot. So the image that's used is the chariot is the body and the horses are the senses. And it's not like I'm driving this wild chariot. Hold on, I don't want to see that. You know, I don't want to have to be drawn into that desire or something like that. It's really recognizing our power to be the masters, to be the drivers of our own lives, to hold the reins, not from a place of weakness or despair. If I have all these desires and I don't fulfill them, I'm going to feel sick. But it's actually to look at this in a very positive way, that my life's mission and my duty is to be able to hold those reins as a true warrior like Krishna, lightly and easefully. So this is the Pratyahara. This is working with the senses. And then the concentration, learning to use the mind as a tool. Learning to use my awareness as a tool so that I choose where and when to use the mind and emotions rather than the mind and emotions using me. So all of this is going to begin to first with the asanas, optimizing the functioning of the body, and then with the pranayama, optimizing the functioning of the energy that's in the body. And then with the pratyahara, deciding how and where and when to use that energy. So that's where the reduction of stress starts to come in. And then when I talk about dharana concentration, I might start by focusing at a point on the wall, but it's really focusing on each moment. Who am I? Where am I? What's my objective? What am I doing? And that's where the self-control starts to come in. And from my perspective, if we look at the chronic illnesses that we have in the world today, whether it's insomnia or hypertension, it's really a mind and emotions and subsequently the senses and all of our desires that are just running in all different directions. And so when we start to get centered within ourselves and we find that calm within ourselves, then the body regenerates. And then the body has the energy to do what we want to do, but without letting the horses go wild. And once the horses are wild, then the driver becomes frenzied. And then our energy becomes so scattered that it really creates a situation where the body seeks energy wherever it can get it, either by overworking or overindulging or whatever it might be. And that's where the disease starts to come in. So once we can focus the mind in dharana concentration, then we can move into meditation. So what is meditation? To me, the simplest way to look at meditation is we can think of the body as a small stream. We can think of the breath as another small stream. We can think of the senses as a small stream. We can think of the mind as a stream. So the body is the asanas. The breath is the pranayama. The senses are the pratyahara. The dharana, the concentration, is the mind. And we can just do a very short meditation so we can place our hands in Jnana Mudra. And you can visualize four streams. Streams, a normal stream. And the first is the body. And the second stream is your breath. The third stream are the senses. And the fourth stream is the mind. And you just visualize those four streams merging as a single river. And let them flow together. Body merged with the breath. Breath merged with the senses. Senses merged with the mind. Mind merged with the body. And just let yourself flow in that stream. And that flow is health. When we experience meditation, we rest more time in meditation so that the mind can begin to flow. The brain can synchronize with that flow. All the systems of the body, including the endocrine system, can synchronize with the nervous system within that flow. And within that flow, we experience this perfect balance of vitality and rest. And we want to spend at least 15 minutes, once or twice a day, in this flow, not as an end in itself, but to recognize that that flow is our lives. And it's this flow that's going to produce optimal health in all the systems of the body. And we don't negate our challenges and obstacles, but as they arise, we recognize that these challenges and obstacles exist to actually teach us what we need to release to remain more steadily in that flow. And then what is this samadhi? Samadhi is just that we become the flow with the entire universe. That river empties into the ocean and we become that ocean. We become the universe. And this is health in the ultimate sense. I am the whole. I am the total. I am completely one with all that exists. I am one with the universe. I am one with the intelligence and energy at the source of the universe. So every step along the yoga journey brings me to that place of oneness, which is ultimate health.
Now, Joseph, Paige, you have made efforts to bring yoga into healthcare settings. Mm-hmm. How can the healing power of yoga be brought into traditional healthcare settings?
Mm-hmm. So that's where we need the communication skills. And we also need the methodology. So in that Healthy Heart program, so in week 9, 12 weeks, looking at your beliefs, if I started that in week 1, people would leave the room. No, that's too much for me. That's not for me. So it's to let them see the benefit each week. And these are mainstream healthcare settings. We'll use this Healthy Heart program. So the first week, just becoming comfortable in their body, starting to feel the body, starting to sense the body. How does it feel to have more awareness of the body? Talk about that. And then how are the asanas going to help us do that? So bring the hands into this position. How does that feel to have more awareness of the hands? Bring the arm up. How does it feel to have more awareness of the arm? Okay, week 1 was good. Week 1 was safe. That helped me. Week 2, making friends with your breath. Feeling the breath in different parts of the lungs. Okay, good. So then week 3, so we're starting to talk about chakras now. Oh, chakras, words we don't use. So this container, to be vital, to be happy, we need energy. Let's feel that energy in all the different parts of the body. Where do you feel energy and where do you lack energy? Those are the energy centers. Okay, good. And so then what is stress? And what are the moments that you're stressed? What are the moments that you feel safe and comfortable? Okay, it's starting to get a little bit edgy there, but we're already at week 4. So these people are ready to talk about the times they're stressed, the times they're not stressed. Week five of flowing with the emotions. And so this is how we can bring the whole of yoga step by step. So in the same way that we have those eight limbs, we need to teach the people step by step so that they feel absolutely safe and also that they see the benefit of each one. Yeah, I see the benefit of body awareness. I see the benefit of breathing better. I see the benefit of good posture. Then, okay, now I'm ready to look at, yes, I might be stressed. So it's taking them step by step. And that's how we bring the whole of yoga into healthcare settings, being more than just a stretching class.
And with that, let's take another break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. You're listening to The Natural Healing Show. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author, and yoga teacher. And our guest today is Joseph LePage, founder of Integrative Yoga Therapy.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Joseph LePage, as of this recording, I've now taught yoga for 29 years. Mm-hmm. At age 65, I still teach yoga 9 times a week. Mm-hmm. I have 6 200-hour teacher trainings, including your wonderful 200-hour yoga integrative yoga therapy teacher training, 1 500-hour teacher training, and then I studied years of yoga therapy. Mm-hmm. But what happened was after studying years of yoga therapy, then it was presented to me that legally in the U.S., you're not allowed to call yourself a yoga therapist because this would conflict with a physical therapist. How can people distinguish between a yoga therapist and a physical therapist?
Mm-hmm. The main difference between a yoga therapist at this point and other medical practitioners is that those practitioners are required to diagnose and treat. And the yoga teacher can diagnose and treat that which the medical profession does not believe exists. So that we can, but we need to be careful not to diagnose and treat health conditions, but we need to create a series of practices based in yoga, which will support health in specific ways that will support the body and the mind in recovering from that condition. So, for example, if someone has insomnia, first, I'm not going to make that diagnosis. The person's going to bring the diagnosis to me. And I certainly can't say, please take these two pranayamas twice a day. and this will be a cure for your insomnia. Come back in 2 weeks. What I can say is that, yes, you are taking these prescriptions for your insomnia. And we also have a number of practices and techniques from all the different facets of yoga, which will support your medical treatment. So we're supporting the unfolding, the emergence of health, which is going to, in turn, support the person's evolution and recovery from these different conditions. And what's different in yoga therapy from being a yoga teacher is that those recommendations are going to be specific. And they're going to be based on what we know of the benefits of yoga, what we know about the condition, and that part we can all do. And then we have a whole number of areas where we won't use those words, but we certainly could, because no doctor is going to quarrel with me about diagnosing something that he says does not exist, like a chakra. And so we can say, yes, we're going to work with these imbalances in these chakras. We're going to work with these imbalances in these pranavayus. We're going to work with imbalances in these nadis. And so when we come to the subtle body, then that's our area of expertise. And we could say to the medical community, you know, you really shouldn't mention treatment in relation to these because you haven't studied them. Mm-hmm. But I, who've studied these areas, this is really my area. So in terms of working with the person, we need to work at all the levels. But at that physical level, we need to make sure that we're talking about a supportive role and health in cultivating health rather than treating illness. But when we talk about the subtle anatomy, which doesn't exist in relation to only in Chinese medicine, but doesn't exist in relation to medicine, certainly we can cite imbalances in the subtle body and develop a treatment plan for those. So those are the two main ways I see that we can work. And also to recognize that ultimately what yoga is doing is, along this process, we're actually taking each client along those limbs of yoga. We're bringing optimizing health in the body, optimizing health in the breath. We're optimizing health in the senses. We're optimizing health in the flow of energy. We're optimizing health in the emotions. And so we're optimizing health in all of these different facets of the body. We're teaching the person to be a person of wisdom, that one holding the reins. And holding the reins and being a person of wisdom, it's not a one-on-one solution for disease, but it is a one-on-one solution for the disease of life. So we are giving an absolute solution for the disease of life. And as we become easeful in our lives, then we're also going to become easeful in our bodies.
So Joseph LePage, founder of Integrative Yoga Therapy, in your professional opinion, what are the main conditions in which yoga can support healing?
Well, I would say all of the chronic stress-related conditions, and that we all know, like hypertension, anxiety, depression, insomnia, digestive disorders, many times imbalances in the endocrine system. And I would especially mention here that with all of our different approaches to cancer treatment, cancer, all types of cancer, and especially new cancers, seem to be on the rise. And especially in young people, especially in specific groups. And I'll give an opinion here that the whole working with the world strictly as an electronic media and our focus on living the world electronically in our cell phones, being separated from more contact with people, being in some ways separated from our own bodies, from our own breath, being sometimes so focused on attaining, on succeeding, on becoming that selfie that we have on our phones, that people have moved away from themselves. They have moved farther away from their bodies. And we should be moving closer to our bodies. In order to have health, we should be moving closer to our bodies, and we should be moving closer to our emotions and closer to our minds. And I think there's a tendency for people to become their selfies. And I see all that as relevant to this discussion of increasing cancer. And I think yoga would be the reverse of that. And moving away from that constant bombardment of sensory information and moving back into our own centers. And so if we look at the past, you have people, people work, but I don't think there were so many things to do at one time. If someone had one job, if it was milking the cow, they were out there milking the cow. And that could become a kind of meditation or fixing the car. But they're just fixing the car and not trying to do 10 things at once. And I think that whole movement into this very dispersed world, I think may be a factor in this rise of cancer. And I think that yoga could definitely be helpful in reversing it.
Now, Joseph LePage, for the first maybe 22 years out of 29 that I taught yoga, I was provided a free space in a church, happened to be a Catholic church. And because I was sensitive, like you are, and respectful of other people's religions, I would use English words like down dog, not Sanskrit. In order not to upset anyone. And I live in the US South. I live in practice in Atlanta. And even it sort of shocks me. I've had people practice with me for 6 months and then come up and say, yoga is against my religion. It just shocks me because I'm never trying to convert anyone. In your professional opinion, is it necessary to make yoga more secular in order to bring it into the mainstream and into healthcare?
I think we need to make it respectful. So, for example, I have that the largely Catholic community with this Healthy Heart program. So there are different programs going on. Then at the end of the year, we have this meeting here at our retreat center, Enchanted Mountain Retreat Center here in Brazil. And it's over 100 people, and most of them are crying. And just because of the focus they've gained in their lives. And they went through that entire 12 weeks. And they had a whole week just on meditation. They had a whole week on finding life's meaning, values in life. And very occasionally, one in a thousand will have someone come up and say that was against my religion. But in my experience working with these groups, what we need to do is to teach meaning in a way that's universal. And I don't think that means that sometimes that can be interpreted as I'll only teach stretching. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's a question of using the English or using the Sanskrit. I think it's a question of what is yoga? So I can't take yoga and turn it into stretching or into Pilates or something like that, because that's not what the word means. And that's where some of the health benefits come, but it's only one part. That body is just one part. And then the breath is a part, and the senses are a part, and the mind is a part, the meditation is a part. So I think that to be yoga, it needs to include all the pieces.
So
Joseph, and then it's the teaching, it's the teaching part, the pedagogical part that's going to allow me to do that in a way to take people all the way to self-knowledge.
Yes.
In and such Joseph, a way that they can relate to.
Yeah, Joseph LePage. So my own personal experience was quite interesting, because the reason I was invited to teach at this Catholic church was that years ago I'd helped the Monsignor with a number of issues that he was facing. But after 22 years, they got a new priest, and I was called into his office and asked a series of questions. And I was eventually kicked out of the church where I'd been teaching for 22 years with no problem, because I was informed after 22 years that yoga was against the Catholic religion, which was news to me at the time and very upsetting to my students. So final question, as we conclude, what would you say to someone who feels threatened, whose religiosity feels threatened by yoga?
I would say that yoga is not a religion, that many yogis in India in a Hindu environment practice yoga, and some of them would even speak out against these ardent Hindus. And so yoga is the science of self-awakening, of self-discovery. And within yoga, each person has an Ishta Devata, is a special deity. And so in my case, that special deity is Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so within this context, we can have that special deity, but yoga itself is the vehicle to awaken. And it's not in contradiction to any religion.
And you've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author, and yoga teacher. Our guest today has been Joseph LePage, the one and only founder of Integrative Yoga Therapy. And you can find out more about Joseph LePage and his wonderful work at his website, iytyogatherapy.com. And remember, when you practice the eight limbs of yoga, you will find yourself healing yourself naturally. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Mira Natural Healing Show.